This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
In a good old U.S. of A., baby. It's another hour of What's on Your Mind. Glad to have you along. Doing my Joe Biden impression there.
This ain't out of reach.
Sleepy Joe.
What?
Kind of calm to start the hour.
Look it up. No joke.
Look it up. This hour of the program brought to you by our friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I have had the distinct pleasure of chatting with dozens of customers of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And they are the greatest testimonial to why you ought to be a customer of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, because they will tell you, number one, just how great they are at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. All the customer service,
so good.
The way they take care of their customers.
The chemicals is a big thing.
It is.
For the spa for me. Yeah. I was always had a problem with that. And their app and what they do makes it super easy.
They have a valet service, even, that will do everything. You do nothing other than lift the cover and hop in. And the products themselves are something, obviously, they rave about as well. So head on into Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And we got a little weather event coming this week. You won't care. You don't care because you are escaping winter when you hit that hot tub. Hot Spring Spa is just the best of the best. And same with the Finley Osanas. They're unbelievable. Great financing rates. Every day made better. Live better, live longer. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks. Just tell them Scott sent you. All right, Flight Family Media senior news reporter Tom Tucker is here to tell us a little bit about a story that is troubling that we have unearthed and you might have heard about on the radio. Tom, how are you?
Scott, I'm well. Good morning, Kevin. Nice to be with you both.
Hey, buddy.
I heard Tom yesterday on Jay Thomas' show, and I thought, well, our Flight Family listeners need to hear this as well. And I didn't know you did this, where you come out and you do a little Q&A, so we might call you back often.
Well, thank you, sir. It's great to be with you.
I like that. So start from the beginning on this document dumpster debacle.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Nice alliteration there, Scott.
Thank you.
Yeah, we received an anonymous call, I don't know, about a week or so ago into the newsroom of a Fargo woman who said she spotted what she thought were important documents in a dumpster behind a business on University Drive. And so she was concerned, and so almost as quickly as I got the message, I drove over to this particular location out of fear that maybe the trash truck would come and pick things up before I could get there. So anyway, I got there in time and discovered that, yes, in fact, that there were 15 boxes dumped into this dumpster of patient records, personal information, insurance information, unopened mail, and some tax documents from an optometry office here in the FM Metro. So being a little concerned about that, I dug as much of it out of the dumpster as I could. I first collected about 9 boxes or so and put them in the back of the news vehicle. And there were still some documents toward the bottom of the dumpster that I couldn't reach from outside the dumpster. So being concerned about this personal information being out there for anyone to come along and take, I hopped in to the dumpster and collected the remaining material and, eventually pulled away from there.
I've seen the video of this, Kev, of you. He did some dumpster diving.
Yeah.
This is, this is a news hound right into the into the dumpster to get the story.
I got to tell you, Mrs. Tucker wasn't too happy.
Is that right?
With the dirty laundry that I had when I came home. Thankfully, it wasn't too bad inside the dumpster. But anyway, I got 15 boxes, and then shortly after securing those materials, I contacted the Fargo Police Department to let them know that what I had recovered, just to kind of give them a heads up to make sure, you know, the bases were covered. I looked at the documents and found the name of one optometrist in particular whose name appeared on many of these documents, and so I reached out to him, emailed his office, called his office as well, saying, hey, this is what we have discovered. You know, would somebody there from the office or the optometrist himself want to comment, want to respond to this? And we have still not yet heard back from him.
Was this optometrist located near the dumpster?
The optometrist is in the FM Metro. We're choosing right now, after consulting with management here, to not identify or release the name of the optometrist yet. I've reached out to the North Dakota State Board of Optometry and shared information with regard to the case. The executive director tells me there that at a minimum, the optometrist involved could face disciplinary action. He also referred me to the optometric board's attorney working at the state attorney general's office in Bismarck. He and I have exchanged a couple email. He has directed me to send the documents to the State Board of Optometry to send all of them.
Send a semi.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. And then yesterday, I reached out to the Attorney General's office again and spoke with the Attorney General's assistant, kind of told her what was going on and said, I'll send you a link to the story that we've done already, and that way you have all the background information. My request is that someone from the Attorney General's office, you know, give us an interview, and maybe it's the Attorney General himself, to talk about, you know, some of the laws and issues pertaining to these patient records, because, you know, we're looking at potential HIPAA violations, you know, personal health information, you know, violations. I'm not an expert in this particular area, but as much as I can tell, there could be some violations here, not to mention the fact that, you know, these patient records total anywhere from roughly 350 to 400. I haven't counted each and every one of them, but that's just, you know, an estimate. You know, this could have been an identity thieves bonanza,
sure,
right, if he came upon
names, addresses,
everything.
Yeah.
Now, and some of these records are, you know, 9, 10 years old. But still, you know, we're talking about people's personal information, including details with regard to their optometric care as well, their health records.
Were some of the records more current?
Most of them appear to be about 9 to 10 years old.
So looks to be a doctor saying, I'm going to make this easy rather than, you know, shred these, get rid of them, because I don't. Do we know how long they're supposed to keep them?
Well, the one law that I was able to find online from the state of North Dakota indicates that an optometry office is required to keep patient records up to 6 years beyond a patient's last visit. That's the only law that I've been able to find pertaining to this particular issue. And that's why I want to speak with someone at the Attorney General's office to get more clarification if there's maybe any other laws or policies that I'm not aware of. But really the bottom line here is that personal information for a lot of people was exposed out in this dumpster. And seems to me that maybe somebody should be held accountable, or that somebody, some official, whether it's, you know, state, local, county government, should come out and maybe address this and talk about this.
Have you reached out to the doctor himself?
Oh yes, yeah, sure. I called his office, sent an email to his office, told them what we have found, and requested a response. Now I've been told here at Flag Family Media that the doctor has called our front desk asking to speak with someone. He has not responded directly to me.
So he doesn't want to respond, I guess. Answer for whatever, right?
Well, at this point, it appears as though he's not interested in getting out his side of the story.
Yeah. Wow. And if I was one of those patients throughout that period, I wouldn't be very happy right now.
I couldn't agree with you more. And like I've mentioned, if there's someone, if you have a listener who might be listening right now who might have concerns with regard to their own, you know, optometric records, if they would like, they can call me to tell me who their optometrist is, and I can, you know, tell them that no, your optometrist is not involved in this case, in case anyone has any concerns with regard to that, if that makes sense.
And ultimately, you'd like the records to go where?
Well, based on, you know, again, what the Attorney General's office is telling us, that the records, I think, ultimately would have to go to the State Board of Optometry. You know, that would be the next step, is that we ship them off to them.
Because they should be shredded at this point, it sounds like.
That would seem to be the reasonable conclusion to me.
Based on the law. Interesting story. Anything else you want to tell us?
That's pretty much it. I will say that, you know, before coming here to join you and the team here at Flag Family Media, I have worked for CBS, ABC, NBC affiliates around the country doing a lot of this, you know, kind of advocacy type work. When somebody's got an issue or problem or a concern, something they're worried about, to reach out to us, because we want to do more of these types of stories. So, you know, if you have any listeners out there who have something that they want us to look into, that they want me to investigate when it comes to either, you know, corruption or wrongdoing or somehow they've been wrong, please, you know, contact us. Let me know. My email address is tom.tucker@flagfamily.com. And yeah, we're looking to do more of these types of stories where we're, you know, serving the community, addressing issues and addressing concerns and trying to find resolution for problems that people bring to us.
Stand up for the folks.
That's what we try to do, sir.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you, Tom.
Nice to see you, Scott.
You
Thanks,
as well. Kevin. Interesting story that we'll continue to follow here.
Yeah,
on
wow.
What's on your mind? Yeah, no kidding, huh? Yeah, scratch your head and say, what in the world are you thinking? Yeah. Short break, back with more on What's on Your Mind. Do we want to do Whoopi Goldberg, or is that going to cause you to throw up in your mouth, Kev? I don't know. It's Fat Tuesday. You want to be happy. You got a lot of food.
Give me a minute.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military-services.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming February auctions include 786 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County, 310 acres of highly productive cropland in Renville County near Glenburn, 308 acres of excellent cropland in Trail County south of Mayville in Portland, 640 acres of highly productive cropland near Hope, North Dakota in Steele County, and 340 acres of exceptional cropland in Becker County, Minnesota. Do these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Oh! See, I got a polka. I got a polka connotation here.
It's like, kinda, it's a, yeah, it's got an accordion, a squeeze box, but zydeco. A little faster usually than a polka.
And this is the traditional Fat Tuesday music that you're. What are you, like, stuffing your face while you're listening to this?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, it's, you know, Cajun.
Cajun.
What, swamp people, you know.
Cajun.
Never been there, want to go. Just for the food alone in New Orleans.
Right.
It's one of my mom's favorite places growing up. And she would, when I first heard this music, I was like, what is that? That's zydeco. Okay. Pretty prevalent in South Texas, too. There's
zydeco.
A lot of zydeco music, yep.
That's called zydeco.
Z-Y-D-E-C-O, zydeco Cajun, yep.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, you got the Cajun Playboys, the Mud Bogs.
You're right.
Yeah, there's a bunch of good ones.
Okay. We have a few.
I'm expanding your, you know, your musical horizons here.
You are, yeah. I'm quite, I'm feeling quite blessed to have my.
I'll give you another good band, the Texas Tornadoes.
And what do they do?
They're kind of a Tejano, they call it. It's like a mix between zydeco and kind of blues. But it leans more. Tejano music is big in Texas. But
is that a Fat Tuesday thing? Or
Not so much. That's no, just Tejano music is a, yeah, it's just a blending of zydeco and.
Just
Hispanic stuff.
A genre that is popular.
Yep.
All right, I see.
Texas Tornadoes, check them out.
That's wonderful. Checking them out. It's on my bucket list.
Got a buddy of mine, Flaco Jimenez, plays accordion. He is the Eddie Van Halen of accordion players. You'll see when you check out the Tornadoes.
Come on.
I'll play some coming up.
Eddie Van Halen.
Flaco, yep.
Yeah, beautiful. Let me get to some listeners here. Bottom of the hour, our friend Brian Kronk will be here for the chat about the markets and how things are doing on the program today. So look forward to that. The Money Man, Brian Kronk, will be here in just a bit. Texture says, unfortunately, until a majority of Americans understand a budget and how important it is, they won't care if the government runs their house the same. All right, unpack that a little bit. Until a majority of Americans understand a budget and how important it is, they won't care if the government runs their house the same. So is that the...
I don't know who doesn't understand a budget.
Well, I suppose he's talking about the amount of credit card debt that's out
there. Yeah, people that, you know... And yeah, you never, you know, the Bezos kid, Bill Gates' son, those kids, I mean, those people are never going to worry about a budget. But for the most part, I'm thinking the vast majority of this country has to deal with the budget. Can't spend what you don't make. Oh, wait a minute. I have to pay the credit cards back? What?
Texter says, say, that was an interesting story. HIPAA. Yeah, HIPAA. No kidding. Another one on the same topic says, so you got a news story, but you don't say the optometrist's name. Fake news. Fake news. I think we're just trying to be responsible, you know, and not go out there and try and torch somebody's reputation until all the facts are in. I don't think, in other words, you reach out to the optometrist, you ask for a comment. So far, he's stonewalling, but at some point, if he doesn't say something, then his name's going to be out there. But I just think it's being responsible to allow somebody a chance to respond. Hey, can you explain how this happened? You know, all of these records end up in the dumpster. I think you'd want that, too, if you were accused of it. Another listener, Scott, if they'd get the fraud out of our government from these politicians, we'd have all the money we need.
And then some.
That's a lot of fraud.
Well, that's the draining of the swamp, and we saw how that went for Trump. Swamp will not be drained.
Another listener says, is Pence in the race now? I don't think there's...
Not officially.
Not officially, but I, you know, only ones officially in right now are Trump and Nikki Haley.
Yep.
But DeSantis is in. I mean, if he's going on a pro-police tour, he's in, right? I mean, I'd be very surprised if he's not in. Mike Pence is clearly wants to be in. There's a whole host of folks. Mike Pompeo, there's a bunch of folks. So it's kind of the game they play, you know, whether they're officially in or they're exploring it, and it has to do with finance, campaign finance laws as well.
I'm only about this far into my big jar of popcorn, so... We got a long way to go.
You're liking this?
Oh, yeah.
It's a good thing.
Yep.
I suppose we better do it. We promised in our cranky liberal segment we'd play Whoopi Goldberg.
No, God, please, no.
And you know, Don Lemon got in all this trouble on CNN because that he said Nikki Haley was past her prime. And now, now Whoopi Goldberg has attacked Nikki Haley using essentially the same insult that had a whole lot of folks calling for CNN anchor Don Lemon to lose his job. They just sent him to stupid school, and he's back on the job now, I guess. But Goldberg played a clip of the campaign ad that Nikki Haley has out there. It was released along with her official announcement that she intended to seek the presidential nomination of the Republicans in 2024, and apparently took issue with the former ambassador to the United Nations' claim that she would bring a new generation of leadership into Washington. Listen to this.
It's time for a new generation of leadership.
You're not a new generation. You're 51. What are you talking about?
Compared to D.C., that's a new generation.
Well, but it's not a new generation. She may be younger than most of those people, but her rhetoric is the same. She's saying the same BS, I love the young kid, but you know what? The only way you're going to get younger people to run, dude, is if you're out there talking to people and saying, run. Don't sit here and say, we need it to look like us. We know that, but we're not going to vote for people who don't have our best interests at heart. Yeah. Okay?
Is one of the most insanely idiotic things I've ever heard.
She's 29 years younger than Joe Biden. What do you got to be a new generation?
Well, I like when she says, she's saying the same BS.
Oh, yeah, well, that's for her.
How all that BS about securing the border and, you know, revering the police and getting energy independent, all that BS in Whoopi's world.
Yeah, now
once you go get in your Tesla and drive back out to Bel Air.
Well, I get a kick out of these liberals. She's saying Nikki Haley's too old. You can't say that. I guess you can if you're a liberal.
Oh yeah.
How long is this MSNBC host? We got another insult from the MSNBC on Nikki Haley. They're sick.
Asians in particular, as a cudgel against black folks. Instead of pulling us up...
Go to the beginning.
To quote Zora Neale Hurston, not all skin folk are kinfolk. Nikki Haley instead is the Dinesh D'Souza of Candace Owens. She's the alpha Karen with brown skin. And for white supremacists and racists, she's the perfect Manchurian candidate. And instead of applauding her, I am just disgusted by people like Nikki Haley who know better, whose parents were the beneficiaries, as Asha said, of the 1965 Immigration Nationality Act, which passed thanks to those original BLM protesters and the Civil Rights Act.
Wow.
Her father came here because he was a professor. He taught at a historically black college in South Carolina. Oh. That's how she became the proud American that she is. And yet,
enough out of him.
He's taking objection to her, exception to her race, for crying out loud. Called her the alpha Karen with brown skin.
And by the way, she ascended to governor of the state of South Carolina and, you know, was running for president. So, I don't know, where's the white supremacy in there?
We got big news on Pete Buttigieg coming up next. Don't go on. Trust me. You want and you need a bathrobe from MyPillow. They are incredible. Lightweight, heavyweight, as low as $59.98 right now. There's a closeout sale going on the bathrobes at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. That's the number you can call. Always remember to use the promo code SCOTT. My slippers now are as low as $49.98. You're saving up to $100. And they're not slippers that you just necessarily wear around the house. You can wear them anywhere. They're that great. And they are so comfortable. The My slippers, as low as $49.98 right now, $100 savings. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code SCOTT. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT for these great deals, or call 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, or MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT.
USA News Update. A major winter storm will spread heavy snow and blizzard conditions through the Rockies, Plains, and Upper Midwest, and snow and ice from the Great Lakes into the parts of the Northwest today. Despite February being one of the warmest on record in parts of the Midwest and Northeast, it's also a month of the most winter storms in the United States over the past 10 years. Turkish officials are reporting another strong earthquake, and its aftershocks have struck southern Turkey and Syria on Monday, causing buildings to collapse and killing at least six people. The 6.4 magnitude earthquake shook the southern Turkish province of Hatay just after 8 p.m. local time last night. More than 400 people were treated for injuries across Turkey and Syria. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Moscow is suspending its participation in a New START treaty, the last remaining major nuclear arms control treaty between the U.S. and Russia. Putin said he will continue Russia's military campaign in Ukraine. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, baby, ¿qué pasó?
This is not Fat Tuesday.
It could be. Here in South Texas.
We're making it Fat Tuesday.
This is Tejano. This is the Texas Tornadoes I was talking about. I love it. And you know, it's funny. We were talking earlier on the local show. Mardi Gras, you know, Fat Tuesday today is goes by a lot of different names. Like if you're in Brazil, it's Carnival. In South Texas, they have Fiesta. During the same amount of time, Fat Tuesday ends Fiesta. It ends Carnival. If you ever go to Cozumel, it's an amazing week of fun and, you know, like Mardi Gras is in New Orleans.
You're a wealth of information.
I'm well-traveled.
Yes.
At least in this country.
I love it. We've had Fat Tuesday music all day today here on the program.
Yeah. Well, it begins tomorrow.
Yes,
40 days without what?
I haven't decided yet.
My friend gets off social media every year for
a year. That's not a bad one. I just think I
would. He loves it.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's like, it's the best 40 days of the year.
In our biz, though, that's a little tough to do.
It is. It is.
But you know, maybe I'll try that. I saw somebody else say goodbye yesterday.
Yeah. See you in 40 days.
Goodbye for 40 days. might just give that a shot. Brought to you in part today by MyPillow, our friend Mike Lindell has the new MyPillow 2.0 that's all the rage. You can check it out. Mike's got a neat little description of everything that comes with it. Check that out at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott for all the good deals. Or call 800-506-9028. Pete Buttigieg is finally going to the train derailment in Ohio.
Oh, good. That'll fix everything.
It's almost embarrassing now that he goes.
Fix everything.
After been ridiculous. Yeah. So he's actually going to go. Funny that a Department of Transportation secretary would think it would be important to go to where these people are having a tough time, and they've been asking for it, and now he's going. So just want to let you know that a little bit of breaking news there. I don't know when, but he is going, Kev.
Did you bring in the husband and the baby?
I'm not sure.
Are you excited? I'm sure not.
Traveling with the family.
Yeah, probably not going to use that water to mix the baby's formula, are you, Pete?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although the governor today and the mayor were drinking the water.
Oh.
Little demonstrations.
Sure they were.
Things were just fine.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Exactly right. Anyway, I dispense of the silly politics and we jump to the important stuff in your wallet. Your money. Our friend Brian Kronk is here. Collins and Kronk. And another edition of the money man, telling us where this market is at, where things are going right now, answering any questions you might have. Text him at 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590. Hello, Brian. Welcome back.
Well, hello. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
You know, it seems when you're here, we either have these crazy swings up or crazy swings down, and the pre-market trading after a day off from President's Day, things went a little south. What's going on?
Yeah, we're not just a little south, down over 500 points in the Dow Jones Industrial Average this morning, so that's a pretty big south. I guess even the market's going south for the winter. Maybe not so great there, but we're right there. We're continuing the weakness that we had last week. And so we saw some of that going on, some start of the sell-off kind of hanging in there. And we started, if you go back and look at the charts from last week, you're going to see that the stochastics were actually rolling over. And we're kind of right at that key level where we were last January, February. So that's going on. Fear and Greed Index on the CNN website, that's back to greed. Everybody thought we were back to the races, and you have a lot of people who don't have the healthy fear of the market that they probably need to have. And so I had mentioned when we started this stock market rally, I said, you know what? This is not how a new bull market starts. We don't start on great enthusiasm. We generally start on skepticism. That's what we really usually start a new bull market on. And yet, since we got that smaller than expected Fed rate hike, or at least a 25 basis point hike, the market has been going straight up now for the last 4 weeks. And so we're due for a pause. What I'm watching most carefully, and you might remember this, Scott, I had mentioned that if we could break above 4,100 on the S&P 500, that would be a resistance level. I'd be really happy if we cleared that. That could set the stage for a new higher trading band. And we've been above that now for the last 3 weeks. Can we maintain that in the light of, you know, some bad news and in light of higher interest rates? We're up to almost 4% on the 10-year. Can we maintain that 4,000 level on the S&P? That's what we're testing right now today. And if we don't, I hate to say it, that's bad news. We're probably going back into that lower trading range.
So this is fits and starts something, you know, crazy, right?
Totally.
Yeah, and I mean, what do you do? Well, you've talked to us before about the value stocks. You continue to focus there.
So, yeah, we still think that, you know, when you look at what's actually working in this market, this last 3 weeks has been all about technology again. Technology was the leadership of the past, and there's going to be a whole lot of people who do not want to let go of that. They're going to keep going back to those same tech stocks, and I'm afraid to tell them that this is exactly what's going to continue to happen. Those technology stocks will rally back. They're going to get everybody excited, and they'll get back to these points where the sellers come right back in and bombard them. We want to identify what the new leadership is, and we haven't really seen new leadership yet in this market, so we don't really have a new bull market to identify it in. But what we have seen is those value stocks, particularly those things that we generally don't invest in, but we're heavy in right now, industrials. Energy stocks have pulled back just a little bit, but they're still, you know, relatively strong compared to everything else. Basic materials, copper is up something like 3% this morning already. You know, you look at cement, you look at, you know, some of the metals that go into other manufacturing processes. All of those things have been doing really well, very consistently. And so that's where we're focusing a lot of our money, because until we figure out who the new market leadership is, and until we actually establish a new market uptrend, I think you're going to continue to see this back and forth in a trading range here, and we're going to want to own those things that represent a good value to us.
What's behind the building materials being up? Why is that?
It's really interesting. So, you know, I mentioned industrials, and I mentioned, you know, basic materials, things like that. Those are all what we would call late cycle economic stocks. And I've been in those now for, we're going on 18 months, that's been the place to be. You know, we were selling our technology stocks before everybody ever thought that we should be. Turns out to be the right move. We had cut that group by about 50%. Why? I don't know for sure, but one of the things that we know is when those stocks do really well, when those sectors are in favor, that's usually when we're seeing some sort of an economic slowdown. So if you go back 18 months ago, Scott, I was saying, I don't know what's going to happen, but it looks an awful lot like a recession. And that's what I kind of see happening. So either we're in a recession, and whether we use the term recession or not, what I'll say is an economic slowdown. And whenever you see an economic slowdown, we move away from those growth sectors and we go back to those, I hate to call them the basic sectors, but yeah, things like that are the basic sector. Mostly, I think, because they're late cycle, but also because they represent real goods you can put your hands and your fingers on. And, you know, when you're buying a steel company, there's actual steel being made and there's steel in their inventories.
You have told us before how you manage, you know, portfolios, which is really rare with the folks that are in your business.
Right.
And, you know, you mentioned one example of getting out of technology before the dive happened in technology. Talk a little bit about that benefit for Collins and Cronk customers on how you managing the money makes a difference for them.
Yeah, that makes all the difference in the world. So, you know, I've been actually an institutional portfolio manager for over 25 years now, and I get a lot of people coming into our office that are just cynical about what's going on Wall Street, and I just kind of smile to myself because they're talking about a lot of the same things that got me into the training program to be an institutional portfolio manager in the first place. You know, what I've learned when you're watching what happens in the, you know, financial news media or Wall Street itself is watch what we do, not what we say. So they've been talking a good talk about how there's not going to be a recession, or they talk in very mixed messages, or they maybe even will talk up certain sectors while they're selling those sectors. And so rather than following that kind of research or following that sort of stuff, what we do is we do our own research. We look to see where the money is flowing. And when we see these big institutions pulling out of one area and moving into another, guess what we're going to do? We're smaller. We're more nimble. We're going to do it right in front of them. And so we're going to ride that wave as money is moving from sector to sector to participate in that. And it's twofold. We want to participate in that upside. So we want to make sure that we are where the action is. But the other part of that is we're really playing defense. A big part of making money for our clients is not losing their money. And in order to do that, we need to be able to put our finger in the ear, in the air, and see when the wind is changing and make sure that we're changing with that. So much of what they say is buy and hold or just stay with this or stay with that, while they, underneath the surface, are changing to other things that are more favorable to them. We don't believe in that at all. We want to put our clients' money right where the action is. If the action is for defensive companies, that's where we're going to go.
Talk a little bit about earnings. What's got your interest these days?
Earnings is always that underlying driver of stock prices. People always say, how does stocks go up or what makes that happen? It's all about the earnings. And so once a quarter, we get a chance to look into the various companies and see what they're doing, see what their revenue is. You know, just this morning we had earnings reports from Walmart and Home Depot, and both of those are very interesting because of the kinds of business that they do. But one of the things that we saw is Walmart, again, confirming what they saw last quarter, is seeing a big shift away from consumer cyclical things. In other words, those things that are discretionary that we don't necessarily need, but we want, into some basic things, you know, what we call consumer staples, those things that we can't do without. So think about, you know, Procter & Gamble type products like, you know, laundry detergent and, you know, diapers, things of that nature. So it says that people are still spending money, but they're spending it in different places and they're spending it on basic needs. Home Depot just confirmed that this morning, Scott. So when they came out, they said, hey, earnings are really slowing down. They were slower than expected. And what's interesting about that, they also forecast them to get slower even more so in the future. So when we're looking to say, hey, is this economy growing or is it shrinking? When we get those kinds of reports from major retailers like that, especially Home Depot, which generally does good in both a good economic cycle and in a bad one, that's something to pay attention to. And the market is, Home Depot stock was down over 5% when I left the office this morning.
So that means you're watching Lowe's, you're watching across the spectrum in that category.
Exactly, all of those. And one of the things that I've been talking about is how home builder stocks have actually been surprisingly strong. But when you see people pulling in their horns and not doing as much shopping at Home Depot, some of those are businesses, some of those are home builders themselves, and some of those are consumers. But either way, what we're seeing is not as much money going into remodeling and also probably less money going toward home builders future home building.
We'll talk about your 401ks when we come back after a short break. The money man Brian Cronk from Collins and Cronk is here. We'll also tell you how to get a hold of Brian and his team at Collins and Cronk and have a conversation about your future and start that conversation about a plan. That's what really puts you in a comfortable place as you watch whatever is going to happen. You know you got a plan to deal with it. We're brought to you today by PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Swedish meatballs on 45th, tacos in Euland, chicken Alfredo in Glendon, Mac and Beef MP Avenue, Sloppy Joe's on 12th Avenue and I-29 today. PetroServe USA, meatloaf or chicken tenders at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. PetroServe USA.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim on ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind, and we continue our conversation with the money man, Brian Cronk. Before we talk 401ks, talk a little bit about how you work with people, just like you do with Maria and I, our family, and our nest egg. The plan where you lay everything out on the scenarios that are out there so that there's, you know, no matter what comes, you've got a plan for it. Love that. But just talk a little bit about your philosophy at Collins and Kronk.
Well, you're absolutely right, Scott. And, you know, when we get on the air here, we often talk about what's going on in the market. But what's amazing to me and often to our clients, every single one of our clients gets a plan, and that ends up becoming the most important thing. So once they see how we manage money, once we take whatever the mess was of their portfolio and we put it into strategies that are effective, they tend to stop worrying about that. And then after that, they can start asking the questions. When can I retire? Or can I afford to buy that lake place? Or am I saving enough? Or am I investing, you know, too much? Should that money be going elsewhere? All of those kind of things. How much money is going to be left over at the end of my life? And we can answer those types of questions with our planning. And so that ends up being the really important thing. Even in the middle of a bad market like what we've been having, we've got clients calling and asking us, you know, not what the market is doing, because they just know our strategies and how we run them and how effective they are. They're calling and saying, hey, what's the score on my plan? Am I getting to be more successful or less successful? You know, we always like to give them a specific score so they know exactly what they're dealing with and exactly where they stand. And that score we call their success rate. So what are we measuring success on? We want to know, are they going to get all the way through retirement, accomplish all the goals they had in life without running out of money? And we give them a success rate score to tell them, yes, this is your chance of doing all these things that you want to do without running out of money. And that becomes the most important thing. So you're right, Scott, that planning really is the most important thing. And right now, what are we telling our clients? Stick with the plan. Just stay with the plan. Things are going to be okay.
It's exhilarating. It really is. It's a wonderful process to be part of. And like you said, you're wanting to know where your score is, and you really get involved in it, and it's just, it's great. It really is. And obviously having the benefit of Brian, who's managing the money as well, makes a big difference. People in retirement plans right now, like 401ks, what should they be doing? How should they handle this?
Oh, I think this is the very best retirement plan environment you could see right now, Scott. It's amazing. I get people who will come up to me on the street and they'll know what I do and they'll say, oh, I'm just frustrated because, you know, this past year my 401k hasn't gone up a lot. And I say, well, when are you retiring? Oh, well, 22 years from now is my retirement date or whatever. If you've got any time between now and retirement, in other words, if you're not retiring in the next 2 or 3 years, this is exactly the type of market environment you would like to see from now until about 2 years before your retirement. And I try to change that narrative a little bit. I said, think of it like this. So you know what a can of tuna fish costs these days? The good stuff. I mean, think of tuna fish as your retirement. And I say, I want to have a good retirement. So I want albacore retirement, right? That's a little over $2 a can. And I said, well, think about it this way. You're going to acquire, before you can retire, about 250,000 cans of tuna fish. And that's your job. Don't think about the stock market. Don't think about anything else. You go to work, you get enough money to pay for your groceries and this and that, and you got to buy these extra retirement cans of tuna fish. I want you to get 250,000 of them, and then once you have them, I'm going to let you retire. Well, when you start thinking about it that way, is the price of tuna fish going to be more expensive in 5 years or 10 years or less? It's probably going to be more. So what would we like to have happen? We want that price of tuna fish to stay exactly the same as it is right now for the next 20 years until I retire, so I can keep buying more and more of these cans. And even better, what if we had them marked down 25-35%? If we could buy them for cheap, that's what we'd really want. And so that's why I tell people, think about your retirement like that. You're not trying to just put money in there and make it grow right now. Your job is to buy shares. Each can of tuna fish represents shares. I just want you to accumulate as many shares as you can between now and retirement. And if that's what your real goal is, you don't ever want those to go up, because you want to buy all the shares you can while it's cheap. And that's what they got right now for retirement plans. It's a beautiful thing.
I'm glad you told me that they represent shares, because I'm not a fan of tuna fish. So
yeah, maybe not the best thing to use as an example. Maybe use, you know, Miller Lite or Bud Light or something like that. But
now
we're acquiring
cans. Now you're talking. There you go. Bottles of scotch.
I love the analogy.
Scotch. There we go. I'm going to switch right now.
Listener wants to know if you're a fiduciary.
A fiduciary. So, yes, we are fiduciaries. And I will say, we've been fiduciaries before fiduciary was even in style. So what does that mean? So there's lots of different types of people out there trying to sell financial products or things like that. We don't really sell products per se. We sell a way that we do things. We sell our advice. We sell our portfolio management. And when we say we're a fiduciary, what we're saying is that we always put our clients' interests first. So there's two parts of being a fiduciary. So the first one is best interest. So we always have everything that we're doing for our clients, it's in the best interest of our clients, which is the highest standard out there. Others out there follow what they call a suitability standard. In other words, they might sell you something that's not in your best interest, but it's still suitable, meaning that you could handle the risk or you could handle the loss. That's not how we do things. We're looking for things that are just in your best interests. The other side of being a fiduciary, what that really comes down to is no conflicts of interest. And so what we really focus on there is making sure that our clients know we're never trading against them, like a lot of firms will do. And the other thing that we're doing is we're always making sure that we're sitting on the same side of the table. So how do we get paid? We get paid better when you do better and vice versa. We're always on the same side of that as you.
235-0119 is the number to have a conversation with the good folks at Collins & Kron. 235-0119 at 701-235-0119 or online at Collins & Kron. Collins with a C. Kronk with a K, .com, collinsandkronk.com. Thank you, sir.
Hey, thanks, Scott. Have a great one.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. people and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.